bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've got the lovely Tennille Mozell on in the studio. Tennille is the new CEO of...
No, not the new. She's
been here for a while now.
No, look, she's...
Six months.
Right,
you know,
there we go.
Technically a part of the furniture.
You can tell, she's got footprints on her back and...
Good morning, Tennille. Great to have you back in the studio.
She's been here for a while. I'm so happy to be here. You guys are the first people that talked to me after I got appointed.
There you go. And what we thought we'd do is a six-month sort of review. So what's it been like?
That's exciting. I get to add a song to the playlist every 6 months. Months as well. That's the deal I've got with our music director. So that's pretty exciting.
What have you chosen for the 6 months?
Well, I've had my first one, and I did pick a Tori Amos song, which actually doubled the Tori Amos collection.
I say good choice.
Did you put the first one in?
No, I didn't. But I guessed what the first one was.
Our music director knows my attitude to his music taste.
Yeah, you don't like
Love
it.
Love you, Chris.
But don't like your music. Well, people seem to like it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So I've got to think of my next one now. So I take it very seriously. Because I don't want him to reject it. But 6 months I've been here, and it's been a crazy whirlwind of 6 months, but it's been a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of things in place, obviously we got through the radiothon, which was fantastic.
It's always an achievement in itself.
It is.
Exhausting time.
We did really well. We met our budgeted target for that, which was fantastic, and thanks to everybody who participated in that. And we've got our business plan that's been rolled out, and we're working towards that. And right now we're in the process of, we've appointed our volunteer coordinator, so our permanent volunteer coordinator, which was Alice. And on Friday, or actually Thursday...
The very lovely Alice, actually.
She's lovely, isn't she? She's been at Joy for a little while now, and she's...
I know, but
we're
she's
lucky
really lovely.
Yeah, no, great feedback about that. And we appointed our operations manager on Thursday as well, so...
And that's the lovely Josh.
Yeah, everyone's lovely.
Jeez.
It was actually an amazing opportunity to get to... interview and meet with people who applied for jobs at Joy, and the overwhelming thing was people just so excited at the idea of getting being so lucky as to work.
Discernible forward movement.
Oh.
Whoa.
Love it.
Where did that come from?
No. You can feel really proud. You've achieved...
Thank you.
Shit loads.
Well, you know, it's a whole team here, so there's it's a big team, and I'm very, very privileged to actually get to be the person.
So tell us, what have been your highs? What your top two highs in the last 6 months?
I think definitely Radiothon. That was a fantastic experience, watching everybody come together, not just here at Joy, but then also the community, members, new members, patrons. That was a really, really exciting time. I'm not sure about my other one, actually.
Okay, well, what about your most challenging moments?
Oh,
we've only got half an hour.
What about one that you're prepared to share on air?
I don't know if they're too challenging. I think, like any organisation, communication's key. So for me, problems come up all the time, but how would we be a community organisation if there weren't issues and challenges? And we're a very, very diverse community. So there's often people who aren't happy with every single thing that we do. But communication's the key there. So I get to talk to a lot of people, both within Joy and outside of Joy. And it's just a privilege to do that every time. So, yeah.
Great.
We'll be here for another 23 years.
Good, at least.
at least.
Probably all will be still.
Absolutely.
Why did you look sideways at me when you said that?
Well, she had to assist.
I was saying we collectively.
Will he live another 23
years? Not if he continues to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, we'll see how this one goes.
It's my only vice.
Shame.
My only vice.
So I have a couple of questions for you, Tennille. So you've taken over in 2016, which is quite an interesting year for LGBTI people in Australia. So the marriage equality debate has ramped up, but I think LGBTI visibility and Joy's visibility has really ramped up a lot in 2016. 2016. How does it feel to come on board at a time where things are really shifting for this community?
I think one of the really exciting things for me when I first applied for the role here was the fact that we were on this sort of precipice with Joy. So not just Joy as an organisation, but Joy as a community. So for me, being able to take what was in the strategic plan for Joy, which was about being community leaders and really being visible as a community leader, that was really appealing to me. So I think that we are making a lot of headway in that space. And I mean, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, we made a very public statement about our support for marriage equality, but not just that, but the fact that we do, we're highly opposed to a plebiscite. So that's really the first time that Joy has been so adamant about mm-hmm. a position, because we've tried to maintain a neutrality there that is beneficial for a media outlet, but at the same time, for us, our very existence is political.
Absolutely.
We've walked a fine line. We've now made a stance on that, and we're really excited to continue to move in that direction and to stand up for our community and to be there to support it. And, you know, not everybody in our community wants marriage equality or thinks it's an important thing, but there are a huge number that do.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We're here to support everybody
absolutely.
In our community.
So you've had your first 6 months. Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the next 6 months for Tennille at Joy?
So the next 6 months is get a new program director, because the other one, I didn't break him. He did go on to his dream job. So appoint the program director before Christmas. And then next year's really about new revenue streams for Joy. So looking at how do we, because one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is we don't get government funding. Whether at the local, state or federal level, we've only had a tiny bit over the 23 years that we've existed. So we have been very, very lucky to be able to be supported by membership, patron donations and advertising. For me, the next 6 months is really about how do we diversify those revenue streams? So how do we look at the fact that Joy isn't just a radio station? If you think about radio, there is so much that is made up in there, and those services and products are things that we are going to be taking out to the market, and we've started doing that, which is really exciting. So we have a couple of clients that we produce podcasts for, because we produce great podcasts.
Great.
And actually in September we actually jumped over 40,000 downloads in a month of our podcast.
Amazing.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to this is, I haven't told you this.
Well,
Virgin will have connectivity on their aircraft about March or April.
Yep.
And guess what some of the first content they're going to carry is?
Streamers? That's fantastic.
It's going to be Joy.
That's yep. amazing.
How cool is that? That's amazing. Yeah. Good work.
No, that's
so exciting.
I'd like to take us back to a more controversial area.
Ooh,
so
okay.
a couple of weeks ago in this very studio, mm-hmm. this team conducted an interview with one of our senators, Pauline Hanson. Mm-hmm. I understand that there's been a fair bit of a response to that, both positive and negative.
Yep.
What have you heard? What's come to you that you're able to share, obviously?
Yeah, I think we've had a range of a range of different pieces of feedback. So everything from not understanding why an organisation like Joy would give Senator Hanson a platform to speak, given that she has a lot of hateful stances on different community groups, right through to acknowledgement and congratulations and recognition for this team for the way that you actually did conduct a very respectful interview. So we had a couple of complaints, and we had a little bit of activity on social media as well about that. I think what's really interesting to note, though, is that as a media outlet, as a radio station, and particularly shows like this one, we will speak to anyone.
Hmm.
There is a debate that is raging, and we're not going to have one side of that represented. And I think that what we have here at Joy are really fantastic people who are able to calmly and rationally have a conversation with somebody, even if you don't agree with their personal politics or even if you don't agree with their political platform. And I think that that's a really, really important thing. So for me, my takeout from that particular interview was, A, Senator Hanson came and spoke to us, which if you think about it...
That in itself is amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are a lot of people who repeatedly refuse to speak to us. So the fact that she was willing to have a conversation was a massive step and a credit to the people who actually broadcast with Joy. And I think the other thing was, obviously, you guys did actually manage to get a resolution out of that conversation. And it's a resolution that maybe hasn't been as profound for her in the media. So that in itself is a fantastic outcome. We don't have to agree with every single thing that she stands for, and she doesn't have to agree with everything that we stand for. Mm. But to be able to come together and actually have a conversation, that's where change comes from. And I'm really passionate about the fact that, I mean, I'm going to go down to this rally today, and there are going to be people who are out the front screaming, and they're going to be saying all sorts of things, as happens in a rally. We need those people for change to be sparked.
Yes.
But we need people like we have here at Joy for change to actually become the thing that evolves. We actually need the rational conversations that are intelligent, that actually ask the hard questions but are not offensive. And we need to have that as well. It's all part of a change dynamic. So I'm proud of that.
And I have to say that, you know, from my point of view, it was actually a bit difficult to contain myself in parts.
I could hear that.
wasn't that obvious?
So Polly.
It was difficult.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of occasions when I was in complete shock.
Yeah.
And thought, how on earth do you respond to something like that?
What was really interesting is that afternoon, no, sorry, not that afternoon, last Saturday at the grand final, well, for the grand final, I was actually myself in a situation where I was at a party for the grand final, and there are a lot of people who are not part of our community there. And there was one particular person who was using a really offensive word to describe the players when they did something wrong.
Right.
And I felt it... I said something to the host and I was like, man, I've got to tackle this because it seems so foreign to me to have that word spoken so freely. And as the day went on, I did actually have a conversation with that person. And I understand that frustration that we get, but we have to have a conversation. And it's not about, you know, kind of meeting that ignorance, which is what it is, and not in a bad way. It's that perspective that I don't think that Senator Hanson actually means what we feel people mean when they use the term the gays or something like that. I don't think that is intentional. And I truly believe that. And I say that as a Queenslander.
I think you're right.
I'm a Queenslander who 20 years ago, when she first got some power, I was a part of a group of queer people in Queensland who packed the car that night and drove to New South Wales because we were convinced we were going to be rounded up. Now, I was a bit younger. But we were. It was a genuine sense of fear that, oh, my God, here is this person who is so hateful and so full of fear, what is going to happen? And it wasn't just her, obviously, but she stands for something.
Yeah.
And I think that we have an obligation as members of this community to approach people who are potentially using language in a way that is offensive, but they don't know. So I think that it is hard sometimes for us to kind of not meet that immediately with any kind of volatile retort. Mm. We actually need to take the time to unpack it and find out, okay, are you meaning that?
Yes.
Is this what you mean? Are you meaning to be offensive to me by using that language, or is it just that you've always used it or everyone around you uses it and you've never really thought about it?
See, a purist would argue that language reflects values and culture.
Yeah.
And your attitudes. And, and if you are prepared to come and speak in a public domain like on radio, that you actually need to think very carefully about the way in which you do communicate and the messages that you do use and the language that you do use. So I can see both sides of the
argument.
I can see both sides of the argument. Well, except, you know, as my partner's youngest daughter said to me the other day, you know, she's an elected official. She's in the public limelight. Mm. She should just know better.
I think there's a danger in us thinking that, though, because if we think about all of our elected officials...
You'll be very disappointed.
Oh,
yeah. Well, and that's the reality. And if you think about, I mean, if you think about the people that you know, if you are an educated person, you are more likely to know more educated people.
Mm.
If you're an uneducated person, you are more likely to know uneducated people. Mm. And that is not a slight on anyone.
No.
But the reality is that people like Senator Hanson represent a group of people. And, I mean, if you've ever been to Toowoomba, I mean, if you think about like if you think about her life.
No, and I'm not going there in a rush.
No, but you know what I mean? It's one of those things. things that she does represent a group of people, and they don't necessarily have the benefit. I mean, I call it a benefit. I mean, I grew up very poor in Cairns, and I was just lucky that I had a grandmother who somehow instilled in me this idea that education would set me free. I was the first person in my whole extended family to actually go to university.
Wow.
So, and I would never take that experience away, because you learn to debate, you learn to change the way you think. And if you've never been in that situation, you are never going to be able to do that. So you immediately think that this value or this thing that you've always done is the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think, yeah, inherently there is an obligation on our community to actually help people understand that there is a world outside of the thing that they think.
Tennille, it's been really lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
6 months on, we'd like to have you on again.
You guys are the only ones that let me talk. No one else does.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Exciting. We might make it before 6 months then.
Okay, because I have a lot to say. No, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I can see, I have to say that for our listeners out there who don't get to come to the studio, the place physically does look different. There's more tables and chairs and commotion and people and stuff happening everywhere. So
if you get to come in on a Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday night, this place is amazing.
Yeah, it's buzzing,
so many
isn't it?
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.